Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I want to give Daryl credit. I thought Daryl really kind of, you know, pushed back with kind of some where he thought there was more some political speak in terms of reality. I thought it was great all around.
Yeah, I had fun listening to it. Chris, I guess I hadn't heard him do much long form. I'm not that into politics.
What?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Kellerman's shocked. I'm just not. And so I think it comes across much better in that forum and that way than he does with a lot of the just like the quotes and things that he puts out there.
Yeah, I mean it was less incendiary, and I think like that's the there's a level of hyperbole that the mayor and that Chris Ronayne have spoken to that I don't think was there on Sunday, and I think they would reach a lot more people by just not doing the
for sure.
The Haslams are trying to kill downtown.
Yeah, I mean like I went into it with an open mind, and I thought I learned a lot on both sides. And I guess that's all you really want out of that equation, right? Now, I did think Ronayne going to the idea, like his big argument being that history repeats itself. I think that's at the surface, a pretty dumb argument.
Are you talking about the basically comparing the Brook Park project to the Richfield project?
Exactly that, yeah. And saying like saying how you know so many people. Well, and then he also went into the idea about the Cavs practice courts too, and how like the Cavs have come up to him and admitted that like if they would have done it 20, 25 years ago, that would have been the right call, and how they regret that. And then he didn't want the Browns to have that same regret. And he's just looking out for the Browns. He doesn't want them to come 20, 25 years later with you were right, Chris. And I'm sorry. And it's like, okay.
You get that on like a brookie, like a brownie cookie? Is that what you get?
Yeah.
You were right.
I'm sorry. That's how he made it sound. He's like, and Dan Gilbert with his one regret in life was that he couldn't put the practice courts downtown. But now he's righted that wrong.
That's the only one.
It's like, okay.
Okay, if we really want to get to the brass tacks of where this is billionaire on billionaire right now. And Dan Gilbert is I don't want to say funding the opposition, but Dan would like the Browns to stay downtown because the Brook Park, the perceived Brook Park threat, the threat of Brook Park could take away potential dollars that could impact the Cavs' plans to have their state-of-the-art thing on the riverfront there.
Yeah.
So that is one of the big parts of this that I find really interesting, and I guess like I think people saying, well, 11 dates, so or let's say 13 dates, so 8 regular season home games, 2 or 3 regular season, or sorry, preseason games, maybe a playoff game, throw in that, and then 2 concerts. How much are you really taking out? I think it's the fact, and I think the real where the fear comes from is the idea that they're not just going to have 8 home games. They're not just going to have the preseason, like, they're going to have a whole village over there so that you don't have to come downtown and you can just subside in Jimmy World out there. And I understand that fear. Its reality is, well, there's no place to put it here. And the city themselves kind of refused to open up like potential land that they could give to the Browns or sell to the Browns to make a little Jimmy World here in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do that. So they just want their cake and eat it too. I get it. Dan Gilbert doesn't want his project threatened. Yeah, I still think the best thing for the region is to put the damn thing in Brook Park.
Yeah, I didn't leave thinking anything differently that way. Like I thought I wanted it in Brook Park. I still want it in Brook Park. Now, am I the only person on the station that actually lived downtown at any point? Because Ken lived in Tremont, right? I think, did Mima live in Tremont too?
I have no idea. I barely know where I've lived.
I lived downtown for 7 years, though. And I can tell you, I mean, just living downtown, it was, in many ways, like, I know he was bragging about the idea that you get all these events and all these different, having the three downtown, it mattered so much. And I can just tell you, it just doesn't. It just doesn't. And a lot of downtown is a ghost town after 6 o'clock at night anyway.
And can I also say, because he compared Brook Park to Richfield several times.
Yeah.
And, which I get, it's out in the burbs. It's not downtown. Richfield was in of itself a failure. Now, that's because of the infrastructure. It was literally just a park. Or sorry, it was just an arena in the middle of a field in Richfield. They never really made the highways there accessible. There was really one way in, one way out,
yeah,
which made traffic a nightmare. And you just, like, the next closest, I know because I've been there, the next closest business is a family-owned company where they rent landscaping equipment.
Mm-hmm.
There was no hotels, there was no infrastructure. And so, like, I just, and listen, it's also the Cavs versus the Browns. So I think the beauty of the project in Brook Park is they're going to do the infrastructure in a way that it's not, traffic is not going to be the nightmare it would be if you just plunked it downtown, which traffic is a nightmare now. And I think the Browns are the only team that can get away with being in the burbs, and everyone will go there. I think you put the Guardians out there, it would hurt them. It'd be really difficult. Same for the Cavs. The Browns, wherever the Browns go, especially if there's businesses around it, especially if there's hotels around it, yeah, this isn't anything close to Richfield. They don't have half the problems that Richfield had.
And the setup is just going to be entirely different. And we just got to keep stressing that idea, and that if it's going to have these apartments, it's going to have these condos, it's going to have shopping malls, it's going to have restaurants, it's going to basically be a stadium with like Crocker Park around it, essentially, if you think about it that way. And that's just entirely different than what Richfield was.
So one of the other arguments that Chris Ronayne made with Daryl Ryder on Sunday, on Daryl's Sunday show, was about legacy for the Haslams. And this is where I do think there's some hyperbole here that quite frankly, I didn't necessarily care for.
Stay home, Cleveland Browns. Jimmy and Dee, if you want to make your real legacy in Cleveland, don't create a civil war between fans and two towns. Do what's best for the region. Stay with us for the long haul, like Dan Gilbert and Paul Dolan have done, and they've doubled down on a place that we helped in a public-private partnership build.
It's why, I'm going to continue. I know everyone said this. It's wild to hear a county executive, of which Brook Park is of the county. It is wild to talk about just basically preferential treatment for the city versus what is also part of his domain. I just like to hear him act like Brook Park is Bratislava. It's just wild in a way that I don't understand the angle of what he's actually driving at. Because I got to be honest with you, as happy as maybe people downtown would be, the people in the surrounding areas to Brook Park have to be pissed, because Brook Park could literally be any of the other little towns out there, or not little towns, but towns out there or suburbs. And is he going to choose that over, is he going to choose downtown over that every time? Is that just how we're going to go? I don't get, dude. That just feels like kind of a little bit of a risky choice, but you know what? I'll say it. That dog won't hunt.
I knew you. We were waiting to get to that dog won't hunt.
Had to say it. Somebody had to say it.
I thought the dog was hunting. It was not in that clip, maybe, but I did. I thought it was much better hearing him with Daryl than anything we've seen with him. But I didn't understand a lot of his main points, because a lot of his main points was just, I like downtown. It should be downtown, and that's all I have to say about it.
And here's the other thing. The Haslams didn't start Civil War. This war of public words. If we really think back to what was October, Justin Bibb was the one that leaked out that the Browns had informed him that they were going to try and move and to build the dome in Brook Park. And he did that before he told the Browns he was going to do that. So he jumped the shark there. And then there's been one side that has pretty consistently been, hey, it's a civil war. Hey, they're going to ruin downtown. There's one side that's been speaking in hyperbole and political jargon. The other side.
I mean, they know. They know that this is going to be downtown, or not downtown, in Brook Park. I think what they're trying to do now is just make it seem like they stood up and tried to give it a fight, right?
No, I mean, I think they can wait out the state budget. I mean, what did Bibbs say the other day? We'll talk to them after June 30th. Like that's
It's just not the read I have on it. You're closer on this than I am, obviously. The way I read it is they're just trying to make it seem like they're making a grand attempt at it. While in reality, we all know that it's going to end up in Brook Park.
Well, I mean, I think
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know that they've given over to the fact that it's going to happen, but I'm sure that they know it's a pretty strong certainty that it's going to happen. I think this is just about dollars and cents, and I think that's what, in the end, it is what bugs me about this whole thing is because, you know, like I've heard Lima talk about this before, and Lima will say things like, it's how, you know, the political process plays out. Yeah, but in the reality, it's Dan Gilbert versus the Haslam. It's the county versus the city. And it's everybody trying to get their piece of the pie, of which that has no one's actually thinking about any of the citizens involved other than the citizens with money or the citizens that want more power, meaning the elected officials. And I think that's what inevitably bugs me about this. You can't say, they've started a civil war. No, they did like 7 years work on where they wanted to put the stadium, how to put all the logistics that they've gone through.
Yeah.
The administration changed because apparently there was actually traction with the old administration. Justin Bibbs' administration came in and everything fell apart. Meaning like things were on track to do things a certain way. Then Bibb came in and it's just not his priority. And my problem is that the guys who are harping the loudest, who are calling the other side and accusing them of doing it, of creating this public kerfuffle or this public civil war, which again, we shouldn't invoke. The Civil War is a very serious thing. I know we just throw that around anymore. Yeah. Look it up. A lot of Americans died. So just know it's a public bitch fest is what this is. And it wasn't a public bee fest until October when the opposition to it launched the strike. And that's Justin Bibb. And then at some point, Chris Ronan came in on this. They're the ones who started the public side of this when previously the city Browns had done a pretty strong job of had a pretty strong open communication about what each side wanted. And I'll tell you, the opposition now, they weren't all that opposed to the Browns moving out of downtown until it became a public conversation.
Well, think about it. Like if you're Bibb, you don't want to be known as the person that let him go, but he acts as if it's letting him go as if they're going to Baltimore. You're going 20 minutes away. Like I think he thinks this would be some sort of death sentence to his career if he let this happen. And it's like there's going to be other things that'll be a death sentence to your career, but it won't be this.
Well, and by the way, if you're worried about it being a death sentence to your career, maybe take it serious earlier. Maybe come prepared to the negotiating table with like ideas and realistic solutions to what could happen other than, well, why don't we just put like $20 million into refurbishing the crappy stadium you have?
It sounds silly, and obviously he's from here, so he should know, but it sounds almost like he just didn't understand just how serious that is.
Yeah.
You know, like he didn't understand the gravity of it all, and he thought he could maneuver in other ways and he'd be fine. And then all of a sudden, like the light bulb went on. It was like, oh, this will be the thing I'm remembered for as mayor if this happens.
Yeah, I think somebody just really likes the public optics of holding office without maybe understanding the way that the sausage is made. Like, right, it's like if you want to own a butcher shop, but you only want to be the front guy. I want to be on the sign. I don't really want to do any of the butchering.
That's how I would be, by the way.
I really don't want any of the curing of the meat. Don't want to do that. But I will be there when customers walk in, and I'll hey, Justin.
Yeah,
like
if I own the restaurant, I'd be the. I want to go around to the tables and shake the hands and be like, hey, thanks for coming in. Yep. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us.
Pasta visual.
And you give the whole spiel to begin with.
Well,
and
you know, I told them to make it like that.
Yeah, that's well. And all of our pastas are made fresh, and they're all from the back of the house. You won't find that anywhere in Northeast Ohio. Meanwhile, doing none of the actual work.
I just think the idea that this is going to hurt the Haslam's legacy. Two things: one, the success of this thing, the financial success of this thing, meaning landing WrestleManias, landing
Super Bowls,
Final Fours. All the businesses around it, that succeeding is half the legacy. The other half is what it's been since this family bought the damn team, which is, are you going to win?
Mm-hmm.
That simple. So this idea that just, oh, it's going to hurt their legacy. It's like if the Browns are winning more often than not, and you have Taylor Swift and the Foo Fighters and GNR and a million big concerts, I don't think it's really going to hurt the legacy at all.
Well, no. And enough people go and they're like, oh, this was cool and worth it, then it's going to be fine. It'll take care of itself.
You going to go ice skating when they put the rink out there?
Am I going to go ice skating?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not much of an ice skater. I never did it when it was at downtown in Public Square. They always had ice skating every single day. I never did it then either.
Yeah. So Charlotte did something similar right out. My old station in Charlotte, WFNZ, they had a rink. It's like actually a big moneymaker for him during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. It was right outside the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And because it was our station, I had to get out there. And I just rode the wall the whole time. I mean, just like a total coward.
Yeah.
My kids are like pirouetting in the middle. And they're like, take to it like butterflies. And my fat ass was just, I can't do it. 216-474-0092. With moving the Browns out of Brook Park, would that hurt the Haslam's legacy? Do you agree with the Richfield-Brook Park comparisons? I think it's a little asinine to make that comparison, knowing why things went the way they did in Richfield. And there's patience, and then there's maybe being a doormat. Which one is this guy? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.